what happens when an employee resigns and then unilaterally tries to withdraw the resignation? Well, to help us understand this and together with its implications is associates in the employment law practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Khudisho Pashe. Mr. Pashe, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Benito. And good evening once again to your listeners.
So, what is the effect of a resignation on the employment relationship? On the face of it, I would imagine it terminates the relationship?
Yeah, well, that's actually a very good question, and our courts have been faced with that question once again. So, a resignation does indeed put an end to an employment relationship between an employer and an employee. I guess that is quite the obvious answer, but it's quite a nuanced topic, actually.
Okay, and help us understand the various contexts to this. When, for example, does a resignation actually take effect?
Yeah, so that's actually something to consider. Whenever we have a resignation, so first of all, a resignation can be done with verbally, or it can also be done in a written manner. So whenever we have a verbal intention or a verbal word, somebody saying that they want to resign, as soon as those words are communicated to an employer accepts such a resignation, it's a done deal, Benito.
Verbal is good enough?
Correct. Verbal agreements are indeed valid in South Africa, and same applies to resignations in the employment space.
Yes. So can a resignation be unilaterally withdrawn then?
Yeah, so this usually happens where we have an employee that resigns in the heat of the moment, and, you know, for various reasons, this can happen, and later on wishes to retract such a resignation. So a resignation by itself is a unilateral action, which means that it doesn't need, you basically just do it as a unilateral action, and in order for it to be retracted, the employer needs to consent to such a retraction. So once you say you don't want to work for an employer, then it's the end of your employment relationship, so it's not easily retracted without the employer's consent, even if you did say in the heat of the moment.
And I couldn't imagine, barring your skill set, I suppose, that an employer would want to revive that relationship, particularly if you've resigned, as you say, unilaterally.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it does happen, you know, where you have employees who, instead of taking the correct channels to address certain grievances they have, they just, again, like I said, in the heat of the moment,
yeah,
go ahead and resign, and then they suddenly realize that actually that was not what I actually wanted. I wanted to address this particular issue. And sadly, in that instance, again, the law just tells us that, you know, there is no relationship. And an interesting thing with that is that the law does really tell us that in order to revive your employment, it needs to take a form of a rehiring. Not a reinstatement, it's rehiring. So you need to have a fresh acceptance and offer.
And does this also imply going through the job interview process?
Yeah, so that's not necessarily the case. You don't have to go through those channels, but the employer needs to make it clear that you're now being rehired or re-employed on new terms because the other relationship has ended, so you're starting something new.
What does the law state in terms of the finality of a resignation? Because it sounds as if there's a particular gap here, particularly to mitigate these heat of the moment decisions. I mean, would you suggest, would it be advisable for an employee, for example, should he or she be considering to terminate the employment relationship, that they first consult human capital?
Yeah, I think exactly that. I think what the law is trying to, the law here, especially our court, they're just trying to distinguish between what a resignation really is. I think it's been taken very lightly. But because of the nature of work and being in a working relationship, the courts try to make it very, very clear. So, for instance, if you have, so a resignation must be a clear and unambiguous intention to not continue with the contract employment, right? So, if you have an instance where maybe an employee maybe doesn't come to work after a grievance or something, that does not mean it's a resignation. Or where they leave the door, or where they leave and bang the door, something like that, to show their dissatisfaction with the situation, that is not a resignation. So it needs to be very clear and very unambiguous. That's why our courts actually look at these type of things.
What about freelancers or those who are in a fixed-term contract? How does resignation work in those employment relationships?
Yeah, so when you have a fixed-term contract, so again, the contract will stipulate, let's say it's you have a 12-month fixed-term contract. Well, first of all, I mean, if you do decide, usually there would be a notice period in when you can terminate the contract. Mm. You can actually decide to cut it before then, you know, or like terminate it before it has taken its natural course. But I think something that has also come across, something that is very interesting, that has also come across our courts, is where you have individuals who resign in the face of disciplinary action, so as a way to escape. And I think that's been something that we've been seeing recently, and the court takes quite a blunt, or rather a very straightforward attitude and says that you cannot do that.
So to encapsulate then, what tips or advice do you have for employers and employees in order just to properly follow this resignation process?
Yeah, so maybe we just start with the employers, then I'll go into the employees. So for the employers, a resignation, as I said earlier on, is a unilateral act. So as soon as it's communicated by an employee, once that is accepted, there is no longer an employment relationship. And second of all, such a resignation or the rejection of such a resignation can only be accepted by somebody who has authority. So you can't resign in front of somebody who actually doesn't have the authority to end an employment contract, or you can't ask for a rejection from one of your colleagues or something like that. So that's one of them. And then for the employee, I think the most logical thing is indeed to try and go through the processes that are in your employment contract, whether that is dealing with grievances or actually putting a notice, you know, or actually taking time to go through the steps and processes that are put in place to address your problems, or if you don't have a problem, then just put in your notice as you would normally.
Khodisho Pashe, Associates in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Appreciate your time and your advice on this, Khodisho. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Benito.
Smiles. 90.4 FM.
I wish we went back to the old days. You and me just smoking it up in hallways. Oh baby, don't you listen what them girls say. I told you that we